Good morning.
Good morning.
There he is.
Hey, I'm back.
It's like magic. How are you doing?
Better than the phone lines this morning.
Yeah. It's a old cement city, AT&T here.
Yeah, it's I usually call you from the same spot, so I'm not sure what's going on with the phone lines, but yeah.
So you had a virtual last night?
We had another virtual last night. This is actually the first meeting that I've done. Normally I've gone into City Hall and been the one that plugs into the system and allows it to broadcast to JTV. We've been, you know, extra cautious around, City Hall, and especially going into next Tuesday with the election, and not taking every extra precaution to not have, you know, excess people coming in and out of City Hall, so that we can kind of safeguard the staff that are going to be working through the election and counting ballots and stuff. So Jonathan and I talked and decided that I should stay home. So this is the first council meeting where I've been able to do it from my house, and did it from my basement. So it was definitely a different experience for me, but it's something that the rest of the council has been doing since the pandemic started, really. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of people have. So it worked out okay?
Yeah, worked out fine. We actually were probably out of there within about 45 minutes or so. So mm-hmm. Quick meeting, and made quick work of a lot of big projects, actually. Getting the corridor improvement authority passed so that we can move forward with that and start to appoint that board and put the pieces together on what that looks like, and moving some of the progress out of downtown and down through that corridor to really drive a lot of economic development along Martin Luther King Drive. We did the Jackson Housing Commission deed transfer, and as you remember from the State of the City earlier this year, back in February before the pandemic broke, that one of the things that we're really looking to do is to help the Jackson Housing Commission redevelop some of its properties, and in particular redevelop Reed Manor through a RAD conversion, and to allow them to, you know, have the leverage to attract private investment and private developers to undertake a project like that. We needed to get them the deeds to the property so that the city up to last night still maintain the deeds to the properties under Reed Manor, Shahan Blackstone, Chalet Terrace. So last night we transferred, voted to move forward in transferring those to the Housing Commission so that they can use those to attract that private capital.
So how is that panel, instead of 9-member board, how is that being selected? Mm-hmm.
So we'll solicit applications. So those that are interested in working to advance economic development along MLK Drive are encouraged to, and it'll go through the same confirmation process that we have for other boards and commissions. It'll be voted by the mayor and approved by city council. The whole corridor authority is very similar to the Downtown Development Authority. So it'll operate in the same sort of fashion, and as a tax increment financing district, it'll capture the incremental property tax value and reinvest that back into the neighborhood there. So I think there's a lot of room for improvement and a lot of different opportunities around along that corridor.
Okay, I've got a silly question here. A lot of streets need to be redone. Why Douglas?
Douglas, so we're doing some water main work and sewer work along there. So, and that area has been a problem for kind of the whole Douglas Randolph West Ave, kind of that whole intersection there has been a problem for drainage and stuff like that. I've already been doing a lot of work in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's just, you know, because we have other utility work that needs to get done that drives where we do road projects. So that's one of those areas. And, you know, we have on the opposite end of town going to be having some road projects going forward. Last night, waste treatment over kind of diagonal across the city over at Elm Street that we moved forward with last night.
How about North Street up going up that hill?
Oh, gosh, it's terrible. My daughter goes to the goes to school at the Felician Center over at the old Bennett Elementary. So I drive up West Ave every morning and turn down North Street, and, you know,
isn't that a beauty?
Bob and weave, you know. Yeah. So there's a lot of, you know, we're fixing more roads now than we ever have, but that certainly doesn't discount the fact that there are a number of roads that are in need of complete reconstruction. So, you know, we're continuing to work on that and continuing to reinvest funds in road projects. You know, we have some support coming from the state and federal government for, as you know, the Cooper Street just got redone, an intersection coming off of the expressway. And our kind of intent and strategy around rebuilding our roads is to get all of our main thoroughfares done. That's why you saw us do Michigan Ave, West Michigan Ave. We're going to be going out East Michigan Ave, and then to do the arterial streets. So we're doing, you know, we've done West. We've done kind of the 4th Street kind of coming into the city down by Ellis Sharp. We're working on MLK right now as we speak. We've done Cooper Street coming off of the interchange at 94 all the way down with new lighting as well. And that same sort of treatment is going to be happening at Elm Street. And last night we just approved some additional funds to go into a partnership with MDOT to do the same sort of gateway treatments off of Elm at 94. So people that live on Elm are going to see same sort of road project that they see at Cooper Street coming all the way down. And then over at West Ave, as a part of the council meeting last night, part of the funds that we awarded in that partnership with MDOT is to help with the gateway treatments at West Ave and 94, where there's going to be a diverging diamond, I believe is the technical term for the how the traffic will be flowing at West Ave and 94. And that's a, you know, that's a $64 million project that the state is going to be undertaking. And that's, you know, along with the Elm Street project, that's part of a $100 million project. So, you know, the city of Jackson and its kind of surrounding municipalities are really going to benefit from the investment that the state is making in this kind of stretch of highway here in the city. And we're looking to really capitalize on it as a city with some of these gateways kind of coming into our community. And, you know, the interchange at Cooper Street isn't necessarily in the city, but it says, you know, City of Jackson, because we know that, you know, people coming here, we want to attract them into our community, into downtown, and to help support the businesses that we have here, and, you know, hopefully start to locate more businesses and more families to want to stay here permanently.
Well, I thought the Elm Street, wasn't that on the drawing board or no?
Yeah. Elm Street's going to be getting the treatment. That was on the, that was part of the proposed project.
Yeah.
In years past. Last night we moved forward with kind of a agreement between MDOT and the City of Jackson for we're putting some additional funds into about, I think, $539,000 into some of the gateway treatments. So the roundabouts that are going to be going in on Elm, some of the signage and, you know, stamping and some of the plantings and things like that, and some work around the diverging diamond over on West. So similar to what we did with Cooper Street, where we put the city invested some additional funds to really enhance those intersections and provide kind of a really nice gateway into the city. We're going to do the same up at Elm and West Ave.
Yeah, and all three of those certainly had issues.
Yeah, you know, you even look at West Ave, and it's something that, you know, you can tell is going to need an update in the coming years. And Cooper Street, and you compare the Cooper Street Bridge to Elm Street Bridge, and you can see the difference.
So, ready to go with the election Tuesday?
Yep, we're ready to go in the election. We've had a huge amount of absentee voters coming in, so we've been preparing to open those up on election day and start counting. We've prepared as best we can, but we're still encouraging people that wish to vote absentee to come into City Hall. They can pick up their ballot right there and actually vote right there and return it in the drop box right there on the first floor, or they can take it home and return it to, there's a drop box outside of City Hall hanging on the side of the building right out front. We're encouraging everyone to hand deliver it back to the city clerks, just because we have some, obviously we want to make sure that their votes get counted, and it has to be back to the city clerk before 8 o'clock on election night. So don't put it in the mailbox or in the mail at this point. Take it right to City Hall and put it in the drop box downtown.
You do need to bring your driver's license, right?
Yep, you need to bring some form of
picture ID.
Picture ID. Otherwise, you can sign an affidavit right there. But the staff downtown, and as I remarked last night, through this whole pandemic, with all of the things that we kind of laid out at the beginning of the year in the State of the City address, have done a phenomenal job in moving the city forward and moving a lot of projects and programs forward. And you can see that with MLK Corridor Improvement Authority, the MLK facility opening, the gateway treatments, all of this work that's continuing to get done. And I'll say with the election too, they have done an incredible job adjusting to the changes just in the election law and changes in how we're doing elections this year, and the increase in volume in absentee votes. They've done an incredible job in adjusting during this pandemic. So, you know, hats off to them, and we hope that everyone gets out on election day and votes in probably what's one of the most important elections in a generation.
Derek, thanks for the visit.
Hey, thanks, Greg.